Welcome to Gender.mp3, the podcast where I'll be talking about different topics from the lens of a non-binary AMAP person. My name is Jin, and I'm going to be your host for the podcast. So, what is cisgender and what is transgender? Unless you are trans, you may not know what the word cisgender means. So, I'll start it from that. Cisgender is the word used to describe a person whose the gender identity matches their biological sex. Like, for example, a boy who was born with a penis, testosterone, and XX chromosomes. While transgender simply means that your gender identity does not match to your biological sex. This can include people who are non-binary, as non-binary people's genders don't match to their assigned gender at birth. A lot of people, even in the trans community, try to erase identities that are not binary or that don't quote-unquote make sense to them. And this, in my opinion, is completely wrong. No person has the right to erase any identity. And for trans people who do that, I don't understand how someone from a minority community would discriminate and try to erase an identity within their own community. As an example, I've heard trans people saying that they don't think gender fluid people exist, or that they are not what they identify with. To make it simple, if you don't identify with the biological sex you were born with and or the gender assigned with it, you're transgender. If you do identify with your assigned sex and gender, then you're cisgender. There are many specific identities that fall under the trans umbrella. These can include boy, girl, man, women, non-binary, genderqueer, gender fluid, demi-boy, demi-girl, agender, and many more. So, some trans people might use or identify with more than one of these terms, which will probably be described more in depth in a later episode. For example, someone might identify both as genderqueer and a woman, or use both the terms non-binary and demi-boy. For many trans people, finding the words that describe who you are is a long process that may change over time. Each person has a different relationship with their gender or genders, and with the words associated with them. I hope to be able to share many ways people identify, and to help people understand and learn about the many diverse ways to be trans and LGBTQ. Maybe you'll even learn some words that you identify with. It is also important to understand that trans people do not have to quote-unquote fit in to society's binary expectations of men and women. Just like a cis girl can be masculine and do what society labels as guy things, so can the trans woman. The cis woman isn't less of a woman for doing things that are judged to be masculine, and neither should be a trans woman that's doing the same thing. So giving you another example, just because a trans guy likes some feminine things doesn't make him less of a man. Just like a cis man doing feminine things is still a man. People wouldn't judge a cis guy for painting his nails as less of a guy. So they shouldn't do that for trans guys. Trans people who don't fall into the binary also don't have to be totally androgynous. You can act feminine, masculine, both, neither, etc. and still be non-binary. These expected gender roles are not necessary. And many, many trans people realize that those roles are mostly, well, ridiculous. They realize that their gender goes much, much deeper and is way more complicated than simply whether they act masculine, feminine, both, or neither. To sum up, trans women don't owe you femininity, as trans men don't owe you masculinity, as well as non-binary people don't owe you androgyny. Alright, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'm hoping to see you again next time. Please leave a 5-star review. You can also leave a question on anchor.fm or in a review on Apple Podcast. I will mention one of the 5-star reviews on each episode.